Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you here today. And thank you for making room and space to grow your relationship with God today. If you'd like to receive these podcasts directly into your email inbox, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca, and there's a subscribe button, and you can subscribe to these podcasts once a week. Also there, you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram and come join us in our community. So wherever you are, I just welcome you to settle in wherever you need to be. Maybe you find stillness today. Maybe you need some movement. Just taking a moment to settle in. From here, let's turn our attention towards the breath. Simply noticing the sensation of the inhale and exhale. Noticing the depth of your breath, where you're breathing into in the body. Sensing the different stages of the breath. Focusing on that inhale as you inhale. Finding that moment of pause before releasing through the exhale. And then again, finding that pause before coming back into that inhale. Maybe you begin to slowly lengthen out the breath here. Allowing a little bit more expansion in the lungs, maybe drawing the breath down towards the belly. Activating the diaphragm with the breath. Making room and space for a little bit more. A little bit more on that inhale to find a greater release on the exhale. So continuing here, just focusing on the breath as I open in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for each person listening to this right now. God, that you know their name. You know the number of hairs on their head. You know the good things that you have for them. God, I want to lift each one up right now, wherever they are, all over this world. God, I want to speak blessing over them today. God, I'm asking that you would open the eyes of our hearts to see your son, Jesus. We ask for the revelation of Jesus Christ. Reveal to us, Lord, the truth of who you are and the truth of your kingdom. Teach us about your nature. Show us your ways that we may know you. remove anything and everything out of the way that hinders us from entering in to that deeper relationship with you, entering in to your love and your truth. God, will you have your way in us today? Will you have your way through us today? Will you break our heart for what breaks yours? And will you show us, give us the joy that gives your heart joy? We give you this space, Lord. Come and invade our lives in every area. Make us like your Son. Holy Spirit, we love you. We need you. You are so welcome here today. Transform us by your power and by your might. God, everything changes when we encounter you. And so it's encounters with you, with your word, with your truth that we desire, empowered by you, Holy Spirit. Take these words today that we meditate on and infuse them in our hearts. Show us your nature through them. And God, I pray today that you would come in power, that you would bring deliverance where it is needed, that you would bring healing where that is needed. You will set the captives free and open prison doors because that's what you do best. Let your anointing come and touch each heart, meeting them exactly where they are and taking them into all that you have for them, Lord. God, I'm asking that you don't leave us where we are, but you continue to draw us out of the things we're in, into what you have for us. Out of the darkness and into your marvelous light. Last week, we started reading the creation story. We read about God speaking light into existence. Today, we're going to continue reading, meditating through verses 6, 7, and 8 from Genesis. And I'm reading out of the Voice translation. So as I read it the first time, just allow the words to paint a picture for you. Pay attention to what you notice or what words stand out to you. Let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below. So God parted the waters and formed this expanse, separating the waters from above from the waters below. It happened just as God said. And God called the vast expanse sky. Evening gave way to morning. That was day two. I'm going to read those same verses a second time. And just allow the Holy Spirit to take you deeper in to what He has for you. What do you notice? Let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below. So God parted the waters and formed this expanse, separating the waters above from the waters below. It happened just as God said. And God called the vast expanse sky. Evening gave way to morning. That was day two. And as I read it a third time, what do you notice? What sensations or feelings arise as you put yourself in this place? Perhaps even from God's perspective, his view. What do you see? What do you notice? What do you sense? Let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below. So God parted the waters and formed this expanse, separating the waters above from the waters below. It happened just as God said. And God called the vast expanse sky. Evening gave way to morning. That was day two. What is God revealing to you today? Through his creating of the sky, his separating of the waters. Can you picture the vastness of the sky? What is God communicating to you through the vast expanse he created? This abundance of sky. What do you notice when you begin to meditate on and reflect on the creation of sky, or even just thinking about the sky itself, this expanse, this vastness? Do you notice any sensations in your body? Any feelings that arise? Any thoughts that may come up? And as they do, can you use these things that you notice in yourself as a launching point for conversation with the Holy Spirit? Perhaps asking, what is this sensation or feeling I'm feeling, or what is stirring this emotion when I think about the sky? Or just maybe any other questions that begin to arise, like you are having a conversation with a friend about the sky. Maybe you share what you love about it. Maybe you share memories that come up. Maybe a question comes on your heart to ask Holy Spirit. I wonder what it was like in that moment when the waters separated to reveal the sky for the first time. What was it like, the birthing of this vast, beautiful sky we get to see and enjoy? What sort of color was it in that first moment? What kind of awe was in that moment of that revealing? God, as the artist, reveals his creation, his masterpiece, called the sky. And I encourage you, sometime in the next few days, as part of your meditation, to just go out and take some time to meditate, look upon. Think about these verses as you gaze upon the sky itself. I love the phrase in these verses that says, It happened just as God said. God spoke the words, "First, let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below." And then God did just that. Just as he said, he made it happen. He is faithful to his word to make it happen just as he has said. What words has God spoken into your life? What promises from Scripture has he given you? Because if he has said it, we can stand on the testimony that it happened just as God said. God is faithful to execute his word in our lives, just as he was faithful to part the waters to create the sky. He said he would do it, and he did. And he did it by his power, by his might. Created the vastness of the abundance of sky. There's more than enough. And at the end of verse 8, it says that was day 2. It's day 2. The story began a day before, and we know it won't end for several more days. Some of you may be at a point in your life where you don't realize you're only on day 2. The story's not over. In the creation God is making you into, in the transformation journey that you're on, with him, it's not over yet. He's putting the pieces in place. He's shining his light into the darkness. And he's separating. What is it that God is doing in this season of your life that is part of the journey? But the journey's not over. What vastness is God calling you into? What words has he spoken over you that you need to remember? You need to pray into. You need to trust that he will make it happen just as he has said. Not the way we think it should happen. Not the way we've kind of conceived it in our minds. But for God to do it how he has said, will you trust him? Will you trust the one who separated the waters on the earth to create the sky? Will you trust that he is powerful enough to separate what needs to be separated in your life, to keep his word to you, and and to continue to take you forward through this journey. The story's not over. Will you embrace the part of the journey that you're on and meet with God in that place? We know that there's more to the story, that God will create more, but today we're meeting him in the creation of sky. We're meeting him in this vastness and abundance. Just because we may know where the story is going doesn't mean we're there yet. Where is that true in your life? You believe that God is taking you on a journey in a certain direction, but you're not there yet. Will you embrace what he's doing today? The beauty of today. Will you be present in what he's creating in the now for you? How he wants to meet with you, what he wants to say to you. Will you imagine yourself in a place where you're standing, looking up at the vastness of the sky that God has created? Wherever that may be for you, maybe it's on a beach or a cliffside, a mountain. Maybe it's in a forest or a city, a park. Maybe it's in your backyard, out the window, wherever it is. Find yourself in that place where you're gazing at the vastness of his creation, his expanse of sky. And in this moment, find your breath again. Find that life force that comes into you on every inhale. Find that letting go and release, that relaxation that comes on every exhale as you gaze in your mind's eye at the sky. And in this place, what is it that God wants to say to you in the now moment? Listen for his words from his heart to yours. I want to bless you this week to receive those words that God is speaking to you, to receive his promises, to remember the promises he's given you. And I pray that you'd be encouraged to know that God will do it just as he said. I pray this week you learn to partner with him in these words, that you pray into them, that you see them come to pass. I pray that the God of miracles, the God of creation, would be so present in you, with you, through you, each day this week. May you see breakthrough. May you see healing. May you see promises fulfilled in your life and in the lives of those around you. I bless you to step into that abundant vastness of God, and to know his goodness intimately. Amen.